Hey folks, Captain Kevin Favor, and welcome to the Outdoor Show podcast brought to you by Ag South. They are specialists in land financing in Southeast Georgia. They make loans for small and large acreage, hunting property, timberland. They even do home mortgages and construction. Look, if you've listened to our show long enough, you know Jeff and I own property in Georgia. We both used Ag South for our financing, and they were great, and we couldn't be happier. Here's a cool part about Ag South. They have competitive rates, and they pay an average of 25% of the interest back every year in patronage. So let's just say your loan's for $300,000 at 6.5% at 20 years. That means you get back $2,770 a year. They write you a check for that. You call them at 844-AG-SOUTH or go to agsouthfc.com. Ag South, really good people who really know land.
Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I'm going to take you fishing, honey. You're going to love it.
Brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL. Here's Captain Kevin Favor and Captain Scott Shank.
Good evening and welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I am Captain Scott Shank. Captain Kevin Favor is out. He is in Indiana hunting. So, you guys got brought to you last week with Captain Chip Wingo. This week, you get Captain Leon Dana.
The real nutcase.
Yeah. Evening, Cap.
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
I'm outstanding. Fat, nasty, and happy.
Well, let's get right to it, I guess. There's nowhere, shape, or form we can get around this at
we
all.
We need to talk about this weather.
We're going to have to work on this. Okay, folks. Tomorrow, which is going to be Thursday.
Yep.
Northeast winds 15 to 20 knots, seas 4 to 6. Friday, northeast winds 10 to 15 knots, still 4 to 6.
Yes, sir.
Saturday, east winds 15 to 20 knots, seas 4 to 6. Sunday, east winds 15 to 20 knots, seas 5 to 7.
Let's just stop right there.
Go ahead.
Back up to Saturday, and let's just talk about what's coming, boys and girls.
Yeah, the possibility is there. That is so crazy that that hurricane that went into
Central
Nicaragua,
America?
Yeah, Nicaragua Central area, America. And all that kind of stuff, is actually going to come out of the north side of it
and take a swipe at us.
And take a swipe. I'm not going to call it a projected path, but they're calling, you know, to come into like the Florida Straits somewhere, do a U-turn around, you know, Miami, and then head back into the Gulf. It could come up the East Coast. So, really, truly, they're picking it up, but there's so much uncertainty to it. We're definitely going to have winds. I think, though, that's being moderate for Saturday and Sunday going into Monday, because Monday they got east winds again, 15 to 20 knots, 5 to 7. But then Sunday night, they're calling 6 to 8, but then backing off to 5 to 7 on Monday. So, there's nowhere, shape, or form. It's going to be, hopefully, you could fish the river. Even with those winds, Leon, my charters, I've pretty much got everybody, I won't call them on standby, but I just put them at, hey, I'll call you in the morning at 6 o'clock, or I'll text you in the morning at 6, because we're leaving at 7:30, because there is some rain forecast and stuff like that with it. The tides did not do much for us today. They kind of hung in there. You really didn't see much of a tide. And I guess while we're doing it, we might as well do tides. Tomorrow's tide, low is at 4:57 a.m. This is out of St. Augustine, folks. Sorry. It's out of St. Augustine. A low is at 4:57 a.m. High is at 11:35 tomorrow. And then on Friday, low is at 5:46 a.m. High at 12:21 p.m. And then on Saturday, your low tide is at 6:47 a.m., which is not a bad tide, being that now with our time change, which I still haven't caught up to yet.
I've actually gotten used to the morning tides already.
So 6:47 a.m. is low. High is at 1:14 p.m. And then on Sunday, of course, it's low at 7:52 a.m., and then a high at 2:13. The reason I'm telling you the lows and not telling you any afternoon tides, there's no reason to, because it's dark now at 5:30 in the evening.
That's right. It's daylight at
6:30 in the morning. So right. You get an early start if you get your clients up. and which you can,
which is what I do.
I can't start any earlier than 7:30.
I don't know how you do that, man. I tell my clients,
I can't get them up.
I tell them, listen, I want you there at the dock at 6:30. We're gonna rock and roll. Matter of fact, I want to have lines in the water at 6:30. In a perfect world, I want you at that dock at 6 a.m. We'll be moving at 6:15 at the spot by 6:20, 6:25.
I get it. Fish
on after that.
I get it. I mean, I'd love to. I mean, I'm just gonna chase the tide, I guess, in the morning.
Right.
Fishing out of St. Augustine this week has been okay. The good thing, if we want to go with that, is the surge of trout that have shown up.
Right.
I know that here we go again. They're all the 14, you know, to 15 inch fish, but they're so much fun to throw. You know, to throw on popping corks. You know, throw artificials on them.
Yes.
Rat reds are all over the place, which is another thing. I mean, we always talk about it. It doesn't matter to me. Eventually, I will fall into that nest of the right ones.
Right.
But in that process,
no, I get that.
I don't want it to drag on for 2 hours till I fall into that nest. You know, I'd rather bend the rod and have some fun. And I mean, they all pull. It's still fun. I'm throwing a lot of poppy corks because we haven't seen tide. So in the creeks and stuff, I'm pretty much throwing nothing but poppy corks.
Sure.
And fishing that way. The only downside to it, it's really hard to fish a jig head right now with a live shrimp on in the creeks because the pinfish are so bad and the little mangroves still.
They're voracious.
If you are going to throw a jig head with a live bait in a creek right now, it for me, it's either going to be a mud minnow or a finger mullet. I'm not going to.
And Palm Valley still got a lot of finger mullets.
Oh, do they?
Yes, they do.
The little bit that we were able to see Monday, or at least myself Monday and Tuesday, didn't fish today, that the mullet run is over for the most part.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
I totally agree with that. What
you and I saw a week ago, I guess it was,
Which 10 days ago.
Oh, that was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
That was incredible. But that was our last push, our last flush.
The last
run. And then we had that Northeaster that came in at the tail end of, it was last week, right? Was it last week?
Yeah, it was.
It was last week,
yeah.
Right? Okay, so a week ago we had a nor'easter that flushed that out and finished that up, but they're calling a lot of east winds and stuff like that this weekend, so you're not going to see too much of a tide flux, and we are coming off the full moon, and I can tell you that it chased me away from fishing docks and stuff like that because that current was just ripping.
Well,
as soon as it turned, so
I mean there was no lull.
But no, there hasn't been.
It has been a flat light switch turn.
Exactly, light switch and turn.
Unbelievable.
Yep. I mean, the water, you're still looking. You're going, okay, well, that crab trap right there shows it's still trickling in. But then as soon as you hit the mouth of the river, it's smoking it coming
it's
back out.
Just
you know,
crushing.
So, yeah, so we've really not had any tide change per se. It's been slow. As far as that goes,
tide change in the valley, but we're not looking at real lows.
Right. Yes. We'll just look at it real quick. But yeah, I mean, it's a 4.6 to a 0.7.
Right, a 0.7.
You know, so the
from a 0.5 to a 0.8. You know,
right.
That's what we're seeing right now, depending on the wind.
Right, and then throw a northeast wind on it. So now you really got no really low tides and stuff like that. You know,
right, Scotty.
My phone has just been blowing up all week with guys that are fishing the FLA out of St. Augustine this weekend on Saturday.
That's funny. So have I. Mine. Hey, Captain.
Yeah. Can you tell me? Can you give me? I just need one flounder and two trout. What do you got going on? It's like, well.
Hammer down.
You know,
go somewhere else.
You know, I mean, I do the best I can by helping everybody. I mean, I will. But, I mean, you're not going to get my number ones. But with that being said,
I question
them on that. And I get it, but most of those boats that fish that, Leon, are it's 17, 18, you know, maybe a 19 foot, and they're all, you know, shallow draft boats and
right.
all that kind of
You're
stuff,
right.
you know. And I just thought whenever they put up a small craft, because originally Windfinder picked this up, this wind and this, they picked this up last Monday.
Right.
Last Sunday. Because I have never seen it in the red in Windfinder, and they showed, you know, 45, 50 knots on Sunday.
I saw a purple one.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not cool.
That, no. And, I mean, it was dark brick red, and I was going, okay. So I've never seen that on coming Windfinder. But anyhow, and so I was talking to the guy and said, are you sure that you're going to be, you know, once it's – and, again, they don't know. They're calling 60 to 70% chance of rain and stuff like that both Saturday and Sunday right now. But it all, of course, it's all dependent on what's going to happen Wednesday. Down there, and it's only Wednesday. But I was looking at the winds in east northeast like that, and you know, a small craft advisory, and they say, as long as it ain't popping lightning, that thing still goes on. I said, woof,
man,
nothing against it, but I like your boat, I love your boat, but not when North River gets to be 3 foot on an incoming northeast wind. I
crush those stringers.
Oh my gosh, I just don't. Anyhow, I just don't like it beating up anymore. So. But, yeah, so that's going on this weekend out of St. Augustine's FLA. So, anyhow, yes, I've been getting a lot of phone calls. What do you think? Where should I go? Hey, a buddy of mine's going to call you because he's fishing FLA. Can you help him out at all? Okay, you know. Well, heck, I like to help myself out a little bit, too. You know, I mean, I haven't.
Yeah,
like
I'd like to catch some fish, too.
It's been, you know, going through, again, bent rod. You know, it's fun. Float cork going down. I love it. But the trout have really picked up. The water temperature's dropped. I got water temperatures around 75 degrees yesterday. So another 2 or 3 degrees, you know, it's really gonna fire them off. As soon as we get to that 72, 73 degrees, it's really going to fire off the trout bite. And I can really – I can we're about a month behind. Captain Zach Timmons and I were talking – I'll tell you what. Let's take a break. Mike's in my ear telling me we got to go on break. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and we'll talk about the bull red fishing.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to start off. And,
and we'll talk about that when we get back.
We'll get into that.
Folks, you're listening to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank, Captain Leon Dana. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank, Captain Leon Dana, sitting in for Captain Kevin, who is hunting. And speak of hunting.
The great one.
Yeah, we have another one here that's up there.
The Meat Slayer.
Hey, Captain Chip.
Wing nut. Not lug nut.
I think he must have heard me.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Just chilling.
How's the weather?
It's nice tonight. It's not that cool. It's a lot warmer today.
But, yeah. Yeah, we're supposed to get on a little warm spree here.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, 70 degrees at night.
I actually had a fire in my backyard last night.
I bet you did.
It was
nice. It was chilly. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah. Yeah. So everything been good?
Yep, things are good.
Right. Tell us about what you shot.
Well, this fishing show, wondering when I'm going to be able to fish again.
Yeah, so, I know.
Yeah, no joke, Chip. I got to talk to the peeps.
Yeah, we just looked at the weather. I mean, it ain't going to be pretty.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, today it blew. I did not fish today, but it, you know, the guys were kind of forced to kind of pinned down a little bit, and then tomorrow and the next day, same thing, you know, pretty much 15 straight out of the east, you know.
Yeah, so, but what are they calling for Saturday and Sunday? Still 25, 40?
No, so right now, 18 to 25.
Lovely.
You know, because you got to understand, we'll, I mean, that's, happens. We'll see what happens. I mean, it's, it all depends on that thing down there and what it starts going to do, and it's crazy that Leon and I were talking about earlier how a week ago Windfinder had picked it up, you know, and had it already forecasted, you know, to, I think, play more of a role on us on the East Coast. But it's, yeah, I mean, the news is starting to pick it up now and stuff like that, that it's going to, you know, I don't know. It's all spaghetti all over the place. It's coming. Hey, I got to tell on your buddy on Monday. Are you ready for this one?
my buddy.
Oh, is this the part where I get butchered?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the part where Leon gets
just absolutely
back and forth.
You're going to butcher him on the radio on that?
Yeah, it's
coming. I totally get this one.
So, folks, graciously enough, Captain Leon Dana says, man, Palm Valley's got some gorgeous muds, which we've kind of been struggling down here to find some. So I said, hey, cool, bring me down 10 dozen. I said, I got 2 days, I'll need them. And so anyhow, I had the day before, he catches me on one of my flounder holes. Well, as he's pulling up to me, I had a doubleheader of 3.5-4 pound fish I'm netting at the same time.
That's right, you did. I remember that. Yep.
And so, Chip, what do you think he does? He mentally puts that in his little, you know, colorful notebook right there, you know? So anyhow, so he goes, darn,
remembered that?
Yes. So needless to say, he kind of starts an hour earlier than I do, knowing dang good and well that I'm fishing. Okay. So he gets out, and anyhow, I call him on the phone. I said, hey, where's my muds at? He said, well, I'm over here at the A-frame. And I'm going, A-frame? What in the heck are you calling an A-frame?
Wait a minute. Shut up.
And then I went, okay. So I pull up, and I go, are you kidding me? You're sitting right there where I was, where I caught those fish the day before.
Wait a minute. I know. No, that's a lie right there.
What?
I gave them to you before that. And I said, I'm going over to that spot. And you went, oh, okay. I'll see you over there in a little bit and show you how to fish that spot. I went, yeah, whatever. Okay.
Okay. Well, whatever.
So there we go.
So anyhow, he was anchored, Chip, a little too far to the east.
Just off of it.
Not by much. So anyhow, so I pull up and I didn't know that before this, he did catch a fish about 3 pounds.
Stop right there, Scotty, for a second. Folks, listen to me. I'm going to start this part of the story, and I'll let Scotty finish it.
Okay.
I pull up to the spot to the best of my memory, okay? Because
just a little outside, though.
I was pretty happy where I was located, and to my happiness, we pulled about a 3.5 pound flounder off, okay? And I'm sitting there all happy there with my clients, and Scotty pulls up, and he goes, oh, no. You're doing it all wrong. Let me come over there and show you how you do it. I went, yeah, okay. Come on over, bucko. Now, I'm going to turn it over to Scotty.
So I go in there, drop my power poles.
Next to me.
Next to him. And I'm telling you, I could have stepped off on his boat.
He could have, folks.
That's how close we were.
Yes, he was.
And these are charter captains, guys, so don't get upset.
We can do this. Yeah.
And
we can do this all day long.
I knew I was going to get him because I missed this fish the day before, and I knew where he was. And
Which, by the way, you totally blocked me.
Oh,
there's no way I could have thrown to that spot. No. Oh, my God.
So, Chip, I pitch a mud minnow up against this one pine.
One of my mud minnows I gave Scotty.
Yep. And I pitched it up next to the piling. Chip, when I tell you that thing hit the bottom, and I couldn't figure out if that was a bite or if it was just going down the piling whenever it hit the water. And all of a sudden, I said, I handed it, because I was just, honest to gosh, it was the first cast. Honestly,
it was the first cast.
It was the very first cast.
I know it was the first cast.
And I said, I think I got bit, but just hold on 1 second. Here's the rod.
And Scotty walks to the back of the boat to get the net.
And I said, all I want you to do is slowly pull back on it, see if you got any weight. And he pulls back, and I see the rod loading up. I went, there he is. I said, okay, stop. Just let him eat it.
Right.
So he eats it. So I said, okay, go ahead and set the hook.
And well, I'm on my side of the boat, and I'm looking. And he's so close to me, like everyone in this radio show, we could have stepped across boats. I go, that rod's loading up good.
So we get the fish up to the side of the boat, and the water's so dirty down there, Chip. Even, you know, the leader broke the water, and I only had another foot and a half to go, and I couldn't see the fish. But the way you've caught enough big flounder, those big old sulking, how the rod tip just kind of nudges.
Pulses.
It doesn't, you know. Yeah. Anyhow, so the client lifts him up, and I see this fish, and I went, oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
Said, easy. Yeah, don't pull. You know, I'm yelling at the guy, don't do nothing. Just easy. And he eases him up, and I missed him the first time with the net. He backed out of the net, and then the second time he wasn't that lucky. Anyhow, he was 7.25 on the BOGA. And he was 27 inches long. So
Scotty nice. Walks around the side of the boat and just lifts it up high enough for me to see it.
I said, you missed this one, Leon.
I swear to God, it was like he hit me between the eyes with a five-pound hammer. I mean, it was just brutal.
And then the second cast resulted in a 19-inch trout, and I told Leon, I'm done. I'm leaving all this.
Yeah, and I left too.
I said, you can stay if you want to. I'm done. So anyhow, my little buddy left me one sitting right there.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I showed him a little too much now because he knows where it's at. But that 7-pounder ain't there anymore. But
you know he's not.
But it was like, dang, a week ago, that fish might have placed in the tournament. I can tell you that right now. He was 27 inches long. He was no slouch.
Chip, my clients looked at me, and they're like, that was a big one. I went, yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was the fish you wanted right there.
Oh, that would have been one of my big ones.
But here's the deal. I caught that and that 19-inch trout. I caught one more 18-inch trout, and that's all I caught all day long. Outside of a handful of short trout and a couple short reds. But, I mean, that was it. I mean, that was the only three legal fish I had all day.
I only had that big overslot and that a couple trout, like five or six trout, which were underslot. Well, one was a keeper. And then I caught that 3.5-pound flounder
day. Well, we got Chip on here. When we came back from break, Chip, we were going to talk about bull red fishing, okay? Not so much really in Mayport because you guys are kind of just getting it started up there. Am I correct to say that?
Oh, no. It's been going hard.
Well, I know, but I mean, they have more of a season down here than what I'm getting at is St. Augustine's bull red fishing is usually September into about Halloween.
Yeah, okay.
During that mullet run phase right there, we don't have it going all the way through winter. We don't have a spring run or nothing like that. Yeah. We have 2 months, which is usually September and October. And then when we go offshore, right off the beach on the pogie pods, that's March and April-ish, we catch them out there again. But what I'm getting at is they're picking on them. I mean, I only know of three that were caught today.
Right.
Down there. I'm just telling you that it carried on a lot longer this year into November. We're into November.
Yeah, we're into November.
But it carried through because normally we have maybe 4 or 5 weeks of catching around the bridge area, kind of like that, and around the jetties and stuff like that. And it all is detailed around the mullet run.
Right. Yeah, generally it is.
Where Mayport, it has been going on, but yours up there, you guys up there carries –
4 months.
Right, forever. I mean, a lot longer than that, right? You're going to still catch them in February and March, right?
They're there all year long. Not the big spawn, the spawners, but there's resident fish in our river.
Right.
That don't pile out with everything else. Because I've caught one fish, and I've said this several times, 5 times.
Right.
The number 13 guy? The number 13 fish? Yeah.
15.
Yeah.
Remember, Steve-O?
Yeah.
15 so, yeah, I've caught him. 5 times. So, and I've caught him all different times of the year. But I mean, I believe the same thing is from the valley to St. Augustine because there's deep holes in there.
Yeah.
And I think some of those fish live there. I mean,
all by 38, by almost. Third marker 38 and all that.
Tom
right there,
Vautour
42.
Caught 5 bull reds last week.
Yeah.
In the valley.
Yeah.
I just think they're on their move. They're on their move. They have left whatever was going on around the bridges and around the inlets. For us down in St. Augustine, because you got to say, too, you guys were catching at least a handful of legal fish. And when I say that about slot fish, I mean, they were 26, 27 inches and weighed 8 or 9 pounds and stuff underneath that bridge.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, in the middle of September. Then you saw how that waned off and all those fish moved and left the backside of the South Jetty where we were all cramped around there catching them and all that. They've all moved.
Yes, but those fish were all tuned in on that mullet migration.
That's what I'm getting at.
Right.
And that slowed down, and they went, and they all separated off.
But we're still catching them on cut crab.
There's
no doubt we're still catching them.
Zach Timmons fished for 2.5 hours on them today and caught one fish, went 1 for 3 in 2.5 hours.
Wow.
What was he using?
Crab.
Was he really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
I know what, exactly where he was.
You ought to try the fish crab bites, those chunks.
Yep. I got some. I went by there today.
I did.
A lot of stuff out.
Yeah. I went by there today and got some.
Gotcha.
Just to have.
Well, I guarantee you I will be down there tomorrow.
You know, he did catch Zach Did catch really nice, like 18-pound black drum underneath there on a half crab today.
That's nice.
Nice.
You know, but, you know, yeah. it's, you know.
That's about as big as I'll keep one.
Yes, that's what we, Zach and I talked about that, and that's getting right to the point of, you know, yes. Yes.
Sure. Well,
I mean, to make a chowder or something out of one bigger is fine, but not, you know, anything over 30 pounds, that's not a soup
God,
fish.
No.
You know, a soup fish is that,
yeah,
is that size.
Too big.
You know?
Leon and I were fishing
white shell
2 years ago about this time, right before the sheephead. Well, when the sheephead were starting to show up, and I caught one on a sheephead jig that was...
God, that was so much fun that day.
That was, what, an eight? That was 18 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, caught it
did
on
did you release that fish or did we keep it? I can't remember.
I kept it. We ate it. Well, you
got
didn't eat it, but I
it.
Did. Yeah, yeah, we ate it. It was a good fish, too. You know, it's like...
Well, it was a real clean fish, as I remember looking at it.
And that's what Zach said, too. He said, this fish was really clean.
Yeah.
You know? It hadn't been in the river long.
Right.
So,
but, I mean, that
know.
Fish wasn't... Leon, that fish wasn't 27 inches, was it? It was short. I think it was short, but it was big. I mean,
we
huge.
Took a picture of it right around the Atlantic Boulevard Bridge, as I remember.
Yeah, and I posted it. There were people fishing.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I remember you were like,
pull
over here real quick. Let's get a picture.
That's what I tell everybody. Don't take pictures right where I'm at. Post it, please. Gosh, please don't do that. Everything is so orientated to the spot that, I mean, if you fish it long enough and all that kind of stuff, all you got to do is blow it up. But please do not post that.
That's like me, man. When it's cobia season, I'll catch a cobia. I'll go straight to the background where there's the St. Augustine lighthouse, and I'll take a picture with it in my background every time. I will travel 20 miles to have that in my background every time.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, that's half the fun of it, too. I mean, you know, we play around with that. I did it with a little girl I had on the boat that caught a big slam, and I pulled up right to the entrance of Queens Harbor. And we shot a picture of it.
Yeah.
And posted it. I mean, you know, we have our spots. And yeah, there, a lot of my pictures are taken face down where you don't like, really see anything. But
right.
I mean, as charter captains or guides, we have spots that we want to fish that we've worked hard to find and figure out. And we don't want to give them up that easily.
Exactly.
No.
You know? There's a lot of spots I will not fish Friday, Saturdays, or Sundays.
Dang,
it's a Monday
smart.
Through Thursday
yeah.
spot.
Very
and
smart.
That's it. You know,
because
I don't want people, because there's enough right around the bridge I fish that I don't want people know my boat. And they, you know, you'll hear him yell from the top of the bridge. It's like,
hey, that's why I took the wrap off my boat.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah.
You took yours off because it peeled off. That was more peer pressure when I go, dude, look at that.
Hey, now we got 75 degree water, Chip, is what I had yesterday. So I'm thinking that the way that black drum bite has been actually really good in the when we had 80 degree water, I'm kind of excited to see what, you know, the 70 to 75 brings us, see if they pick up at all.
Yeah,
you know,
well, we talked about last week with the trout and the snook and everything got proven to me by one of my clients I fished with him on his boat a lot, and he went to some areas that we fished together and did well on artificials. What's today? I think that was Monday before the storm hit. Didn't the storm roll in?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
yep.
But he did pretty well. You know, throwing the fish bites, dirty boxer, and the paddle tail. Did real well on red, flounder, and trout. So, you know, it's one of those things that that water temperature drop even fires them off right off the bat.
Well, that's you don't have to buy live bait now. You can throw artificials. It's so much fun.
Yeah. Oh,
you know?
When it starts to drop.
You know?
Oh my God!
I mean,
yes.
You know, I mean, why sit there and spend it? You know, we're gonna have enough 14 to 15 inch trout that you're gonna blow through 20 dozen baits in no time with those. Where I don't care. I'll sit there and catch them, but I'll turn around and throw artificials on them and have more fun.
Yeah,
that's just me.
Well, the funny part too is you can throw those fish bite strips and cut them, you know, about an inch and a half long. And the trout eat those, too. I mean, people like, they don't eat them. I'm like, they eat them just like they eat dead shrimp and everything else.
Yep.
They'll eat them.
Yep.
And they inhale them.
Yep.
But, yeah, temperatures drop. So, you know, it's like time to break out some artificials. There's a big, the premier trout tournament coming up here shortly, too.
Yeah, 2 weeks or something, I believe.
Yeah, Craig Van Brocklin puts it on. It's a really good good tournament, so I'm sure there's going to be some big weight, big fish caught.
Yep.
Those boys, the guys who trout fish have it dialed in. I mean, it's like, you know, I like flounder fishing, you know, mm-hmm. But flounder, I get excited when they're here because I get to throw spinnerbaits for them and I get to throw some other artificials for them. And that's, you know, that's the way I feel about them the way some people feel about trout.
Right.
You know, I love catching big trout, but with clients, it's hard to concentrate, you know, just on trout.
Yep.
Because you might fish, you know, 3 hours to catch one big trout, you know.
100%.
100%. But,
thanks, Chippy.
Yep. Have fun,
I gotta take
guys.
A break. I appreciate it. Have fun up there. Be careful.
See you, Leon.
See you this weekend.
Get another one for the freezer for me.
Yeah, right. See you later, guys.
Sharon's
bye,
Karen.
Buddy. Thanks. You're listening bye. To Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank, Captain Leon Dana. We'll be right back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast here on 1010XL. Unfortunately, sorry folks, we probably confused you, but we're on this week, Wednesday night, of course, because help me out, Michael, it's a high school playoff football games. That's why.
Yes, sir. We got
tomorrow.
Bishop Kenny and Bowles both tomorrow at 7 o'clock.
Are they playing each other?
Yeah.
No, they're not playing each other. Oh. No. High school football playoffs start this week, so both of them just happen to be playing Thursday.
Oh, okay. And then so that we got to give them an opportunity to be on, and
yep.
Then of course it's the big game this weekend, Florida Georgia.
Yes, it is.
Which kind of. I don't know. It's just not the same feeling, Michael. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like I've been neutered.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know.
Okay, I'm just going to say
that's
it.
That's not a bad
care.
Way to describe it. It's because, you know, there's only going to be 17,000 people that get to go into the stadium. There's absolutely no tailgating.
No tailgating.
There's no RV city. It's not the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. It's
the world's worst cocktail party.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, that's how it is this year, unfortunately. But I'm glad that it's being played. I mean, it's a third straight year that's a top 10 matchup, so I'm pretty excited for it still.
I am 100%, you know, and I just, you know, feel bad that unfortunately, but this is the way we are right now until we figure it all out, and then hopefully one day we'll get back to normal because I used to enjoy going up there and just tailgating, hanging with the boys and stuff like that, you know, and then.
Oh, yeah.
You know, didn't even have to go to the game, couldn't sit there and listen to it on the radio or TV, but.
Anyway. Oh, yeah, it's a blast, and like. There's 80,000 seats in the stadium at capacity for Florida Georgia. 130,000 show up to the stadium.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, 40,000 people go just to tailgate and hang out.
And I know we're talking fishing, but I don't know if you've ever been down there.
I'm about to say I've never made it inside.
Okay.
I'm too drunk.
But I'm just saying that going to RV City. I know this. We're going to get back to fishing in 2 seconds, but. I mean, the money that people spend on some of those
parties?
RVs. No, just the RVs and what they and all the trinkets and toys that come with them. I mean, for this one weekend. I mean, that's it. I mean, that it gets pulled out for, you know, for basically this big game. And it's just.
And I got no problem with that.
I'm missing it.
It's like God a carnival out there.
Yep. One great drinking carnival.
Well, and it has, actually, getting back to the fishing part of it, it does have a ripple effect because I usually see some charters coming off of this.
Yeah,
which,
I mean, Captain Jim will be the first one to tell you, man, that, I mean, he has clients every year that come down to fish.
To spend the week or 4 or 5, whatever, right. 4, 5, 6, 7 days.
Yeah.
And they fish and they play golf and they do all that and now they're not.
It's trickle-down economics.
Yep. Well, I guess, Michael, we don't have to go to the phone lines to wonder if Captain Leon Dana is holding on, right?
That would be correct.
Okay. I can't even believe that guy showed up today.
I know, really.
I was surprised to see him, to be honest.
It's a miracle I make it out of bed.
Anyhow, folks, without further ado,
Captain Leon Dana.
Hey, there we go.
In person for once. Absolutely.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. So, let's start off with
what's your game plan?
I'll start off with today's game plan that's going to work into tomorrow.
Okay.
Palm Valley, obviously, is 2 hours later than St. Augustine.
Right.
This morning, Cameron and I, we started at 6 a.m. this morning in the valley with like a probably about a 0.5 low tide. Still low enough, and the wind hadn't kicked up early enough.
So. No. It was pretty right there at daylight.
Right.
It didn't really start till about 10 o'clock.
Right, exactly. We started out in his Maverick 17 HPX, the boat that literally floats in spit. Unbelievable.
Really?
And we went literally a mile south and started looking at banks and watching the redfish are already starting to school up just a little bit. They're not getting into those thick schools yet.
Right.
Lots of finger mullet, folks, still in the valley. Water's in the mid-70s. That's nice. There's trout to be caught. There's plenty of redfish to be caught in the valley. Water clarity is decent right now in the valley.
Okay.
You can see a foot into the water.
Okay.
And that's not horrific for the valley.
No.
Went to our first little flat, pulled him up on there. Camera goes, I think I saw something. He threw one of those mighty, mighty mud minnows over there and literally goes, I got a bite. I looked back and I went, did you really? And he reared back and smacked that thing. And we put a 24.5 in the boat right out of the gate. Started working around hitting some different spots together. Caught some trout, caught some rat reds together. And then we went to one last flat before the tide got too high. About 9:30 in the morning, and he caught a couple danks, and I just looked at him and I went, I'm going to pick up a rod for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And I threw my popping cork out there, and I smacked Daddy to 23.5 right out from underneath
Nice.
Him. So we brought two fish in, brought them home. We filleted them up. He was most generous to me this evening. Let me take them home to my family. We had blackened redfish on the grill with zucchini and squash and sweet onions. Oh, make your tongue slap the back of your brain.
Man.
It was so good. I can't thank Cameron enough.
Well, that goes to show now, too. See, the water temperature's starting to drop, so you're able to be back in there in that foot and a half, 2 feet of water.
That's
not
right.
Saying you're seeing them, but you are throwing to oyster beds that you know that are holding the fishes?
That's right.
Okay.
Popping corks, and I'm using about an 18-inch leader with a Rob Coxey mini no-brainer. Mm-hmm. I think it's like a 2-aught circle hook with probably a 16th ounce of lead on it, you know, just to keep that mud minnow down there, but he's still frisky, and I'm floating it past those oyster beds, and that's what I did today, which worked well. Now, tomorrow, total different ball of wax, okay? I'm going to head down to your neck of the woods. I got a dozen blue crabs. I'm going to start at 9 a.m., so I got a full run of incoming tide coming. And I'm going to go right down there to the Volano Bridge, and I'm going to post up.
Okay.
And I'm going to anchor up. I'm going to sit there between the channel markers and relax, and I'm going to catch me some bull rays. I know they're still down there.
It just ain't a bunch. But
nothing like September.
No.
I totally expect it not to be like that. But I know I'm going to get some bull reds because I've been catching them all week anywhere between 35 and 42 inches.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're there, and they will eat. And that's my total game plan. It's an easy day. We're going to go out there.
Tide's starting backing off a little bit. 11:30 is high tide tomorrow.
Right. And I'm just going to post up.
Easy
charter with Cameron and his good friends. Hopefully he's going to have the madman Jack with him. God, I love that guy. A rugby player. My God, he's the funniest.
Really?
He's the greatest Aussie. He should be like, when you look at the word Aussie in a dictionary, you should have his picture right next to it. Madman, I swear to God.
I can see what this charter is going to be like.
This guy Jack is the greatest thing ever.
Can't wait to pick up my bait tomorrow morning, Michael, and see this crowd. That's going to be exciting.
He'll be out there on the front deck in his little banana hammock just having a ball. He's hilarious.
But, good gosh.
That's my plan for tomorrow, man.
Okay. All right.
You'll see me down there.
That's fair enough. That's
a good plan.
Oh, it'll be a good plan. We'll have a great time. Absolutely.
That's fair. I'll be right there. I'm going to start downtown and stuff like that, and I'm going to
Get some mud minnows from me.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try my flounder spots and see what I could do right there on that first of that incoming tide in the morning. And then I guess just chase my tide up north, I guess. And just like you did, I'm just going to throw pop of corks in the grass. And just see what we got. I guess just like what we talked about earlier. I mean, I'm going to wake up in the morning and we're going to see what the wind's doing, you know, and that's going to really play.
I expect more of today, like tomorrow.
That's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping for it. I could get at least a couple hours in before it starts, you know, doing that 12 to 15 knot kind of stuff.
Right.
You know, like it did today. There was a few decent gusts and stuff, but it's just fishing on St. Augustine with anything out of that east and northeast is just, we talk about it all the time, is just, it pins you down to what little that you can fish.
Right. You're cut to, honestly, less than 50% of your spots.
Mm-hmm.
You really are.
Because that river gets so bad. I mean, depending on the way of the flow of the tide.
Right.
Whether you're north of Volano or if you go south of Bridge Alliance, I mean, it can get ugly. So, and then we got caught in that rainstorm on Monday twice. God, that thing was
My God.
When I talked to you, you were pulling into Home Depot because I called you to see where you were at.
Yeah.
Because I look up and I go, oh gosh, I can't see the other bridge and I'm only a half a mile away. And I'm going, this is not good.
Dude, we got crushed together.
Together, we got crushed on the first one at 10:30. And then I got the next one that came through at 12:30. And I looked at my clients and went, look, you know, if you want to, we can fish. I don't care. I got rain gear. You don't, but I do.
yeah, you got a T-top.
You know, I mean, I don't care, but I'm just telling you right now, what's coming right there is gonna be here for a little while. He said, no, we're good. We had a great day. We caught some fish.
Hell, you pulled a 7.5-pounder 10 feet out from underneath me.
I understand.
It was, you know.
We'll take a break.
Listen.
We got a short little one coming back from the break. Well, a few minutes coming back. But anyhow.
I love you, man, but I would have done it to you.
Oh, I know you would have. I would have done it to Chip. I don't care. Chip can't hear us, so I would have done it to Chip.
Oh, man.
Folks, you're listening to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank, Captain Leon Dana. We'll be right back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Folks, welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank, Captain Leon Dana's coming in here giving me a hand tonight with Kevin out hunting. Real quick, for those of you that didn't hear it when we first started off our evening, the weather forecast for this remainder of the week, Thursday, northeast winds 15 to 20 knots, seas 4 to 6, intercoastal waterways choppy. Yay! Yay! Friday, northeast winds 10 to 15 knots, a moderate chop in intercoastal waterways, so that's a little bit better, but we're starting to maybe see a little bit of rain. Saturday and Sunday, both days are going to be east winds, 15 to 20 knots, basically seas 5 to 7 feet, choppy inland waterways. So definitely a great weekend to watch the biggest cocktail party football game.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Pretty much nothing else ready to do. I mean, it's going to be skunky. It's not going to be a pretty weekend. Great weekend to get your honeydews done. So hopefully maybe next weekend's even better. But with that being said, I know it's a fishing show, but opening weekend of deer season opens this weekend, rifle season for Florida, for northeast Florida.
The fire stick.
So there's going to be a lot of people that are more apt to do that, Leon, than put a boat in the water in those conditions, because you could still hunt, so it's not that bad. But
Still you get blown off the water, you're getting blown out of a tree.
Yeah, what's the difference? Yeah, I get you. But, yeah, folks, we've talked about it. It's a lot of fun right now. A lot of trout showing up, a lot of undersized redfish along with slot-sized fish and some overslots. But great time to take kids out stuff this time of year, pop a corks. It'll keep busy all day. It's just starting to get to be a fun time of year to start fishing and all that kind of good stuff. And the weather's still fairly nice. I mean, it's gonna be in the mid-70s all weekend. So
yes, please.
If you can, you know, get away from the wind somewhere, you know,
go
that's
for
fine. Folks, don't forget this Saturday, the outdoor show from 7 to 10 here on 1010XL 92.5. It'll be Jeff and Captain Kirk. Kevin, of course, will still be away. So I'm sure they've rounded up somebody else to give them a hand. So don't forget to check them out on Saturday mornings from 7 to 10. Other than that, we appreciate you listening to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. For Captain Leon Dana, I'm Captain Scott Shank. See ya.
See ya.